Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Thanks again for hanging out with me, folks. It's still just the two of us. I want to continue another segment of some things that are on my mind. We polled our audience this week about what they think of the evidence of liberty. Do they see people appreciating liberty in the United States the way we have it? And about a third said that they saw it everywhere. A little more than a third said that they didn't so much see it everywhere, but they believed that there was a solid majority of people who are grateful for the liberty that we have. And a little less than a third, probably in the high 20%, said that they didn't see it at all. Nobody said that it wasn't important. No, we didn't get a single person who said it wasn't important. I was happy about that. But still, we've got a little over, say, 7 out of 10 of our respondents saw or believed that there was evidence of people appreciating the liberty that we have in the United States. But even with that, though, the largest group were people who said, well, I believe it's probably more of a silent majority. You know what, folks? I hope this week we won't be so silent. I hope if we value liberty, I hope we won't be so silent. I hope we'll be a little more vocal and maybe start with, what about this, folks? What if we started wearing the liberty that we have in America on our sleeve, the way some people wear their righteous indignation, their grievances, their victimization? What if we started wearing our liberty on our sleeve? Even if you're part of a group that in the past, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, even if you're part of a group that were oppressed, and I'm not just talking about black America, I'm talking about the Irish, the Jewish community, for goodness sake. Those people, the Asians over the history of our country, America is not perfect, folks, but we've come a long way. Isn't it time to focus on what we have, what we've accomplished, and where we're going? I mean, how would families work if every day we held what happened in the past against everybody? How would that work? How would friendships work? Does every friend that you have behave perfectly for the whole time that you've known them? We redeem each other. We forgive each other. How about if we redeem America? Americans, if you're free, if you're enjoying liberty, you got a job, you got a home, you got a place to live, you got 3 flat screen TVs and 2 cars. If you're in America and you're not hungry, you're fed because you work, you have a place to go to work, we have the rule of law. If you're in America, how about if we just focus on liberty and what we can do with liberty? Notice that I keep using the term liberty and not freedom. I believe freedom is from God. I believe liberty is what we converted that into. Liberty is a promise that you and I give to each other. That's what liberty is. It's founded in our Constitution. And ever since then, warts and all, America is still the greatest country in the world. And I see somebody like Colin Kaepernick protesting the shoes with the flag on the back of it. You know what? I think that's awful. I don't think he should do that. I don't understand, and I don't understand Nike kowtowing to him about that. So I personally am not the same right that gives him the same liberty that gives him the right, the ability and the right to complain, to make his voice known, even though I think he's wrong. The same liberty gives me the liberty to not buy any Nike products because they don't speak for me. That's what liberty is all about. But we should focus, especially this week, folks, let's wear our liberty around on our sleeve. Let's get rid of all of the victimization and the indignation and all the slights that we can all, you know, anybody can go back and drum up a slight that their family or their community received. But that's not productive, my friends. It's just not productive. If we're going to go forward, there are a lot of issues that we got to solve in this country, in this world, going forward, that we cannot take care of if we continue to spend energy and emotions and time on things that were behind us, things that other people have tried to rectify, things that we should be redeeming those times for. Let's redeem those times and realize that they don't exist today. And let's start solving problems for today and for tomorrow. And I believe that it can all start if we start wearing our liberty on our sleeves. So this week, as you party and barbecue and enjoy your family, please celebrate America. Celebrate liberty. Wear it around on your sleeve. Be proud of it. Let's don't be that silent majority that is proud of liberty. Let's be a vocal majority. Liberty, wear it on your sleeve. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.